time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. For better vision, near or far, should have gone to Specsavers. Get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time, conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Australia.
G'day, Mickey.
Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Molloy. It means front bar tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a double banger.
Have
two
ya?
Shows in a row. Get involved. Ooh. Big one tonight,
for hey,
sure. It's going to be good. In the meantime, though, we'll be talking to Jim Jefferies, who is selling tickets like
hotcakes. He sold out Sydney this morning. Melbourne's just about sold out as well.
There's new shows going online. We'll be chatting to him later, live from LA.
Awesome.
Maybe with a 7-second
delay. Make sure
it's been getting
delay.
A bit fruity lately.
Yes.
I've been dragged into the station manager's office a couple
right
of times. With a please explain. Hey, we'll have music news. We are a music station.
Yeah.
And Foo Fighters inducted into the Hall of Fame.
See that.
We'll say who's got in, who missed out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through it all. Gone Wild.
Oh, look out.
The world's youngest serial killer is at it again. Yes, Jay's niece.
Oh, not Olivia.
She's...
Oh, not another one.
Yeah, another one. Another
Ooh.
Fish. I think it's about eight. There's a pattern for it.
That's a definite.
I don't like it. It's a huge Gone Wild. There's lots of dangerous animals on the loose.
Righto.
All over the joint. We'll get to the bottom of that. We've got the Song Whisperer.
Yeah.
So much to get through.
Sounds like a packed show, Mickey.
It's gone bonkers.
You don't want to go anywhere. Stay here. This is Molloy, and it starts right about now on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Gone Wild.
Starting on a somber note.
Oh, what's up?
Today, there's been another passing.
I'm sorry.
The world's youngest serial killer, Olivia, is back at it. Jay, you bring bad tidings.
I received a message yesterday from Olivia. Hello, Olivia. Spots is dead.
Oh,
Spots is dead. Spots is not a much beloved grandmother, but more a fish.
A fish. So Olivia had Moonlight, Moonlight 2. They both died. Moonlight, the original Moonlight, had a filter accident, got caught in the filter.
Oh, no, that's horrific.
This has happened again to Spots.
Okay. There's a pattern for me.
Definite pattern.
Has anyone ever been present when any of these fish have met their watery grave?
Yeah. It's unclear. We're talking about installing CCTV footage, though, cameras, to keep an eye on the fish.
Does she have any other bizarre, like, character traits?
No, not at all. She's a wonderful, lovely, young girl.
Yeah. Got a bad feeling about Olivia.
I have to speak kindly of her because I don't know what she's going to do to me.
Well, don't fall asleep with one eye.
Yeah.
What do you do now? How many fish is that?
So now that's four. So Moonlight,
what are you
Moonlight
do?
2
do
went.
You go again?
Buttercup went. Spots is now gone.
Do you go again or do you say,
well,
maybe there's no more just fish, let's move on.
Lemon, Lime, and Orange are still going strong is my understanding. I'll need to get an
update. Is that one fish or three fish?
That's three different fish.
Right.
Lemon, Lime, Orange.
Bit lazy.
I'm worried about Lime. Lime's off his game.
Why are they dying? What's the synopsis?
Spots also had a filter accident. So there's clearly a problem with the filter.
Yes. The filter's too big.
I don't think it's a filter problem.
You don't think? Are they overfeeding them?
No.
Have you tried psychiatry? Like children's psychiatry.
Now, these fish. Dr. Chris Brown told us that fish are not
Show me
not
where you
pets.
Touched the fish. As you would
fish
say.
Are easy to look after. Seriously, I had one for a couple of years.
No, Dr. Chris Brown said no, they're not.
Well,
he
I
said
had no problems.
But what did you have?
We had a goldfish.
Called what?
I didn't have a name.
Of course not.
You had a cat that you didn't name either.
It's never names his pets.
You have
Why
a
would
lazy,
you name
lazy.
Oh,
you've got a dog. Because
you know
dog
they're not going to be around
Martin.
That long.
No, that's not true.
Don't get attached.
No, that's not true. Why would you name a fish?
Why wouldn't you name a fish?
Wow.
It's cohabitating with you.
Herb, I'd call a fish herb.
Would you?
And spices.
Would Jay call it herb?
Herb.
Hey, have you seen these guys while we're talking about it? This is over in Japan. They're crazy.
What's
in Japan.
Happened there?
You can buy anything you want in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got a handbag, a fish handbag. So if you go to the markets or you go and buy a fish, it's like a little capsule that's clear. You can see through it.
Right.
And it's got handles. Have a look.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. Look at that.
It's like a little tube.
It's like a tube. It's like a briefcase with a fish in it.
It's a fashion accessory.
Oh, how good would that be?
Yeah.
I'm home, honey. How was your day? I picked up dinner.
Mm.
Imagine dancing around that in a nightclub. Yeah. Girls, isn't that fashion week? If you got a fish handbag, what type of fish?
Oh, here you go, you flatty.
Or even one of those. Did you see the football fish that washed up on the beach in California?
No. What's a football fish?
It's this fish. It looks like a big leathery head of this fish. It's got rows and rows of teeth. Oh. It is from the depths of the ocean.
Ooh,
and it's a very rare. And tasty. It's washed up on the beach.
Did you cover it in batter?
Only one way to find out.
You get that down the hanky-dories? Hey, guys, would you mind cooking this up for me?
Hideous.
Never seen anything like it.
No,
hey, I want to talk, if I can, about a couple of animals that have got away. Oh, and I'm going to China again. I'm very dubious about these Chinese zoos.
Yes.
I don't know what they're up to.
These stories pop up a lot, don't they?
I think this could be the same zoo, because it's the same province,
okay.
Where they dressed up a mastiff, a dog.
That's right.
As the lion.
I remember that.
We're getting away with it too, until the king of the jungle started barking and dry humping a trainer's leg.
Wow.
Hey, look, Mum. The lion's got the lipstick out.
Hey, we get the idea.
No, he's just, he's sitting lion, there. It's not very lion-like.
The lion just caught a frisbee.
Yeah.
The lion's just go in there and smack the lion on him. The lion's got a bucket on its head. It must be injured. Hey, but what about this one?
What happened?
Residents have demanded answers after a safari park in eastern China failed to inform authorities had residents for weeks that three of its leopards had gotten out of the enclosure.
Oh, jeez.
I reckon that's information that the residents could have used.
Kind of need to know.
Oh, by the way, guys, you might want to just wind those windows up.
Lock the doors.
Vice mayor of Hangzhou City, I reckon this is the zoo,
right?
Said police found that the leopards escaped on April 19, several weeks before the first reported sighting. The park also admitted to police that it did not report the incident over worries that it would affect the flow of tourists.
Oh, come on.
Oh, really?
You've got to let us know.
Into the zoo during the May Day public holiday display. If you got a couple of...
I'm on the animal side.
It's like the running of the leopards.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I love it when the animals escape. Like when those baboons, weren't they baboons, that escaped from the hospital in Sydney?
Yeah,
I love it when they get
formed
out.
A posse.
Yeah.
And off they went. Hey, just a quick one, sidebar.
Yeah.
If you were to be fatally attacked by an animal.
Oh, well, right.
Okay. Wow.
What would you like it to be?
Oh, it's a bear for me.
1-3-3-5-3
Okay.
A bear would be. Like,
be
like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant. You saw that.
You just get a big hug and then it's just a slash to the face. You
know. No, mate. Yeah. That's a long time. So the big one's a crocodile. Yeah.
Oof.
Not good.
You don't want a
crocodile or shark?
Crocodile
or shark?
If you go by a shark, why not? You're on their
team. You have to go.
You want to euthanize yourself.
But right.
The only way to do it is to choose either by shark or by crocodile.
Ooh. Oh, you got shark.
You get snake bite. 1-3-3-5-3 if you were attacked fatally by an animal. A what?
A rattlesnake.
A rattlesnake?
Rattler.
Yeah. How long would that take?
Not long.
You want to be quick. Done.
Mosquito for me.
Malaria.
Well, give me malaria. Oh, look, Mickey's got a fever. At least I don't have something honking onto my leg.
You don't want that.
Hey, we'll be back with more Gone Wild in just a moment, people.
For the drive home, this is Malloy on Triple M.
We've been talking non-stop
about
being eaten or attacked by animals.
Deep in conversations. Like, the show's back.
And what you would do. Now, 1-3-3-5-3, and this is if you're in the, say you're out in the wild and you'd mind your own business and you're attacked and killed by an animal and you had a choice, what would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be digested whole by a boa constrictor.
No.
Wouldn't that be good?
No.
Because you'd be a lot. You'd be going, oh, here we go. Well, that's a bit snug. Oh.
Bit tight.
You know, you feel your carbs being digested.
Yeah, and then it gets tighter.
There's a big Mickey, like, outline of a snake. You go, where's Mick gone? And you come around the corner, and there's just a big snake.
Big belly.
Wow.
A real big belly. Oh, come
on. Okay.
Boa constrictor.
Yellow card.
Sorry, mate.
Mark's on the line. Mark, which animal, mate?
Oh, mate, it'd have to be an alpaca, wouldn't it?
I don't think an alpaca is capable, is it? How's it going to get
maybe if you headbutt me, maybe spit on me. I'm not so sure.
Kick you in the head.
It'd just be a cute way to go.
It's always been an issue with the alpacas. They never protect the head.
No.
It should be a concussion test. Someone should do a concussion test. An alpaca should leave its brain to science so we can scan it and see how it goes. Duke him, Dave.
You've got a case of Brick Lane Draft on its way for you, Mark.
Brilliant. Anyway, thank you very much.
Hey, welcome, Scott, man. Was actually attacked by an animal. Scott?
A sulfur-crested cockatoo.
A cockatoo. Okay. Jeez. And what did you do to deserve that?
Well, I got it off my mate. It was actually bald. It had like probably half a dozen feathers on it. And I bought this big stand and everything for it to be on. And then I went to put a toy, like those dangly bird toys, on the stand, and it just launched at me. And it scratched me from my forehead down onto my cheek.
Oh,
and it was lucky that I closed my eyes because it actually scratched my eyelid.
Jesus, mate. Well, this doesn't sound good. You know who I'm worried about? You know who the real villain in this piece is?
Who?
Your mate who gave you the bird. He's off to ball. It's bald. Yeah. So, you know, it's a bit... it's on its way anyway.
He actually named it Horatio.
Well, you've been attacked by a cockatoo. What did you do with it? Did you keep it or did you put it down?
It actually froze to death in the winter.
All right, we don't recommend that
you So it was an outdoor cockatoo.
Cockatoos outside in the cool weather.
Right, okay.
It had no feathers.
Yeah, well, look, it's probably true. How the cockatoo wanted to go. I can't really duke you for that, Scott. Sandy's on the line. Sandy, you're being attacked by an animal in the wild. Yeah. What's your choice?
Right, well, Mick and Dave, being a lioness, a Leo star sign, I'd want it to be the king of the jungle to take me out me down.
A lion.
Get me down dirty,
A lion. A Leo. Lion. So I've never had much luck with Leos, I have to say. And by the way...
You're a Cancer.
Oh, are you?
Well, you've done your homework.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like going on about it, but yes, I was born on the same day as Julius Caesar. And Gough Whitlam, so I'm not saying I'm a great leader.
Henry Lawson for me.
Or a leader of men. Henry Lawson?
Yes.
Is that the best you can do?
Or him and Barry Manilow. That's what I share my birthday with. Sandy.
You led with Jeff, with Law Henry Lawson, and you had Manilow
that's
up your
sleeve. That's all I can think. I think that's all I got.
What day are you born on?
I'm 11th of August, legs 11.
Okay.
I've got lovely legs, too, guys.
It sounds like I'm going to pick you about 1946.
Oh, don't.
Well, I sound old, do I?
No, you do not.
You sound
Andy.
Like a cracker. Sound like a load of fun.
I'm a baby boomer.
Oh, yep. You're a baby boomer.
Just on the cuff, only just.
Give us something, Dave.
You've got, I tell you what, I've got some Jim Jefferies tickets for you. He's coming to Brisbane. You're in Toowoomba. Make the trip down the freeway there, and we'll sort you out with some tickets there. Thanks for tuning in, Sandy.
Thank you, guys.
Great show. Sounds like a top chick. Love Andrew's Sandy. On the line. Andrew, you're attacked by an animal in the wild. What do you want it to be?
Mick and Dangerous. I tossed up. I thought meerkat would be good because you could just enjoy it.
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
It'd be a cute way to go. You want to look at it.
And
you have an open coffin with lots of nibbles taken out of you and a big smile on your face.
And it'd be simples. That's the meerkat.
The other option I thought about, which I was going to throw at you, I hope no one's going to do it, but is a panda.
I'd love to go and buy a panda.
Cool. Yeah, me too.
Have you seen those pictures online of the pandas eating bamboo?
I have not.
Oh,
they are.
But if I was going to get a cricket bat made out of bamboo, I'd get a panda to make it.
Chew it together. That's it.
Hey, do your joke again about the meerkats?
Yeah. What was? Give me the lead in there, Andrew, with your meerkat joke, and I'll finish it off here. So, why the meerkat?
Why the meerkat?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's simples. Don't worry. It's simples. You know, the meerkat. Compare the meerkat.
Why is the meerkat Russian?
Yeah, I don't know.
With it's not indigenous to Russia. Why is it wearing a coat?
A cravat. And it's
why does it smoke a pipe?
Yeah, I don't know. It's adorable, though, isn't it?
1-3-3-5-3. We'll keep doing this. Have you been attacked by an animal? What animal would you like to be attacked by if you had to be attacked by one?
Get involved right now.
This is great fun.
I love it.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
We're doing Gone Wild, where you can get involved in 1-3-3-5-3 on Triple M.
We're talking about the animals that have gone rogue. Yeah. There's a tiger running around the streets of America.
Leopards loose.
Leopards are loose in China. And of course, thinking, like, if you're attacked fatally by an animal, which one would you like it to be? Phones have blown up. Everyone seems to have an opinion. Ken, what way would you like to go, mate?
Good afternoon, lads. Love the show.
Thank you.
How about getting humped by a humpback? You might get a swallowed whole.
Yeah.
Go out in Brisbane, one of those whale-watching sites, and whale-watching things, get eaten whole by a whale. And you never know, a couple of days later, you might get a free trip to Japan.
That's
you
true.
Wake up a couple of days later in Japan.
And you wake up and you're there. Yeah. You haven't paid for anything.
they open up the whale and you, out you get. And
I would like to. Yeah, sure. I like it. I like the way you're thinking. Yeah. Swallow your whole.
Sort of
if I was going to be taken by a whale, I'd want it to be Migaloo. The white whale? Yeah. I'd take him down.
Something about Migaloo, don't you?
I like Migaloo. Yeah. If I could harpoon one whale.
Oh, that's a terrible
thing. It'd be Migaloo.
Save the whales.
Why not? Be like my version of Moby Dick. Mickey Dick.
Okay.
I go in search of Migaloo.
Yeah.
And in front of whale watchers, take him down.
Oh, you'd like that, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Big harpoon to the side of
him. Why not? Thanks, Kate. Duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane draft for you, Ken.
Thank you.
Good okay, on, Kane. Kane, how would you like to go, mate? Mm. By which animal?
Hippopotamus, mate.
Well, this is not uncommon. Apparently, the most deadly animal in Africa.
Yeah.
Yes, is it part of the Big Five? Is the hippo...
Ooh. I'll find out.
Is hippo part of the Big Five?
I'm not sure.
I think the Big Five is elephant, giraffe.
Right. Has to be.
Raccoon.
Raccoon.
Wombat.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Somebody, producer?
Is a hippo part of the Big Five? Is a hippo part of the Big Five? We're going to find out, yeah.
Should be on the tip of your tongue.
We'll get the answers in just a moment there.
Obviously Kane. Left school at an early age, like producers.
Just that big chomp and just take you out in one bite.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but hang on, mate. Well, they'll snap you in half. The jaw power.
Massive.
Nice blunt teeth and all.
Even crocodiles are frightened of the hippo. The hippo can kill a crocodile.
Because on land or underwater.
Crocodile's an apex predator. I'd like to see that.
Right. Would you? Hang on, our producer James is coming in now just to give us a...
This will be good. The Big Five is, please.
So lion, leopard, cape buffalo, and one other, but it's not the hippo. The hippo isn't there. It's contentious.
What about the rhino?
Oh, the rhino might be the other
rhino
one.
You don't have the rhino. Yeah. What is wrong with
James,
you?
James, you're a private school prefect.
Giraffe.
Yeah.
Elephant.
Yeah.
Rhino. Lock those three away. Yeah. You can't have a Big Five without those
cape
three.
Cape buffalo.
And then making up the numbers will be... What?
The Cape Buffalo, apparently.
Lion. You'd have to have a lion.
Probably. Oh, yeah, the king of the jungle.
The leopard wouldn't sneak in there.
The leopard?
Yeah.
Super fast.
Unbelievable. What about the zebra? Why wouldn't you put the zebra?
Nah, zebra's no good.
You know, zebra, how's this? Fun fact.
Mm.
Zebras have harems.
Do they?
So, yes, they do. Now, I was a bit surprised by this.
You've done your research.
But, like, lions have harems. You expect that because they're king of the jungle.
That's right.
But what's a zebra ever done? Had a crossing named after. It's hardly out there. It's not a sexy animal.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Remember the guys from Jackass? The guys from Jackass went to the Serengeti and they got in a pantomime zebra costume and they went grazing.
Oh, my God.
This is true. A pride of lionesses attacked them and the footage is incredible. The lioness jumps up on the back hind legs to drag it down as they do and instead of dragging the zebra down, it just drags the pants down. And there's a human inside it, and the leopard is so shocked,
runs away. What have I done? In half. Good story.
I think in the same series, they also chummed up the water off the coast of South Africa, and so there's big whites around, and then Steve did a bomb off the side of the... and Johnny Knoxville's sitting there going, even I'm going, no.
And you show this show to your
hippopotamus, Ken, I like it. Jasmine, you've been attacked by an animal.
Oh, Jasmine.
I actually was, but I survived.
What was it?
It was a wombat.
It was a wombat. Now, Jasmine, this is not uncommon. My mother got attacked by a wombat.
No way.
Yes. We were living in Mount Eliza. Yeah, they have a crack. I think it was a blind wombat. It was certainly disorientated.
Okay.
And her mum's hearing this scuffling at the door. Yeah. I go, what's someone at the door?
Right.
So she opens the door, looking straight in, going, that's funny, there's no one here. Then chomp.
Oh, on the ankles.
And looks down, little fatty's got her by the cankle.
Oh. What about you? What happened to you, Jasmine?
And it's doing the old...
What was it?
Where were you, Jasmine?
Well, I lived up at Mount Buller for the season, and the problem is they hear the rattling of the plastic bag for groceries, and they go, oh, food? So they just... They're relentless.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm going to put this to you. There is a wombat at Mount Buller called Fat Tony.
Really?
Oh.
You've heard about that?
This is 12 years ago, so I don't know.
Fat Tony would be longer. All right. I've got time for one more. One more.
Sure.
I'm getting permission to go one more. Ben, what happened to you?
So I was playing a bit of golf, hit my approach shot long in the green. As I was walking up the hill, looking down at my feet, a big duck jumped up, scared the crap out of me, and I rolled upwards down the hill.
Those ducks, they get involved, don't they?
Tell me about it, mate.
Yeah, duck will have a crack. It's like geese.
Yeah,
they're there. Just quickly, Dave, what animal would you like to be taken out by?
I'd have to be the Indian minor bird.
Get stuffed, Dave. His segment's over.
Mick's arch-nemesis. I don't mind it. Case of Brick Lane Draft coming your way, Dave. That's a great suggestion, by the
way. Dave.
Indian minor bird.
Cheers.
Good on you, man. Thanks for ringing. This is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Talking yesterday about biographies and which biographies you've read and you would like to read.
Because Bill Gates, nudie on the pools.
Some salacious stuff.
I believe that.
Coming out of Bill Gates' biography, and it got us talking about different biographies. And the subject then got on to me writing a biography.
Because you should.
Which people would, because it's a fascinating life.
Oh, mate, it is.
And you know when I write it, I'll be, I'll have a quill.
Will you?
I'll have a quill, a smoking jacket, a cravat.
We have a ghostwriter as well.
And I'll be looking out a window, it'll be raining. And I'll have a glass of absinthe.
Oh, yum. Green fairy.
And I will spill the beans on me. That'll be... And...
What else?
Well, I don't know. You know, when you, it'll be the only biography up the back wrapped in plastic. Kept away from the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. What biography did you read?
Cash by Johnny Cash was one of my favourites because such an interesting life of Johnny Cash.
Dad hated him, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's always good. That's a good biography to read.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll find if your dad... Yeah, doesn't like you. Because otherwise, it's just a bit lightweight. I had a great dad. He was really good to me.
You kind of want the rags to riches. That's the biographies I like. Yeah.
Rags to riches?
Yeah, I do. You know, people sort of come from nothing and become someone.
You'll love mine.
We're like, rags to riches, hardly.
Whitney, what would you read in the biography department?
One of the best I've read is Sharon Osbourne's, and I might be biased.
Who you used to work for.
Yeah, but her life is phenomenal.
Well, she's got front row seats to the best show in town, which was Ozzy
Osbourne. But even before that, growing up, her dad was a record producer and, you know, was into some stuff and got her involved into that, and then her rise to fame and meeting Ozzy.
Did
amazing.
You?
I met her in a milk bar in Collingwood. Yes, we were interviewing Ozzy Osbourne, and she came along, and at that stage, she was his manager.
Yeah, right.
That was pretty much it.
So. That's cool.
And she was just, let's just say, keeping a close eye on Ozzy.
Right.
Yeah. Another one I will suggest that I've read most recently is Rob Halford's Confess.
Oh, Judas Priest.
Interviewed him. One of the best interviews
it
we've ever
really
done.
It was a really good, really good read.
Fascinating story. Mm. Get on board. Mine, when I release mine, it'll be like the release of a Harry Potter.
Oh, is that right?
People will be sleeping out the front of bookstores.
Book signings.
Dressing up as their favourite characters.
Yeah, like he's, you know, shit scared and Mickey with the helmet on. And
a lot of lawyers, probably.
Oh, mate, don't worry. It'll be legal. Anyway, we start talking about names for my biography on the show yesterday. This is what happened.
Not guilty, Your Honour.
That's pretty good.
What about blowing out your ass?
It's got to be Crackerjack, Mickey, hasn't it?
Oh, Crackerjack.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
Got a really bad feeling about this. Did we do that?
Hey, Mickey, Dave, I reckon it should be That's My Karaoke Song.
Sam Pang owes me everything.
That'd be good.
My life in the gutter by Nick Malloy.
Get with the program, toots.
Tales from the Dutch Oven.
Tell someone who cares.
Look inside the man, a Shetland pony.
Or you lost a cast member.
If it pleases the court.
Good call.
If it pleases the court, that could be one. And that's overnight, we got a few
biggest
more.
Biggest reaction I think we've ever had.
Almost 600 comments on Facebook alone.
Yeah. And all supportive? Have you got a couple there, Whitney? These are all suggested by our listeners.
Andrew McCarthy suggested skid marks. Darren Bovell, 50 Stains of Grey.
50 Stains of Grey?
Forgive me if I'm reading out names wrong, but Martin Rawpark. I don't recall, Your Honour.
Yeah, it's my catchphrase.
A lot of people like that. That's had 23 laughing faces.
What else?
Boom Shakalaka.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah, it's good.
Boom Shakalaka by Mick Malloy.
Tales of the Closet Poo Jogger. Mick Malloy comes clean.
No, that's not
pretty good.
So I'd be out proud and loud if I was jogging. Après poo. What?
Mick's Dick Pick, a coffee table book.
Oh, Josh.
That'd be something. That'd be a conversation
clean up
starter.
Our content, I think.
Yeah, what else?
50-50 chance.
No, that's good.
I'm a genuine 50-50. That's genuine really 50-50. That's not bad.
Memoirs from the Bot.
What is wrong with our audience?
I think it's our content.
Everyone needs to just straighten up a bit.
No,
harden up, toots. That'll be
all good.
What about Pardon Me, Your Majesty?
Pardon Me, Your Majesty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put it on the list of possibles. You get the idea. Dave will do you next week.
Oh, no way.
Oh, I've got
not
so many.
It'll be a short read.
Get with the program, toots. This is Malloy.
Hey,
on
reminder,
Triple M.
Front Bar tonight on Channel 7.
Who's got you a beauty?
Bastard.
Who's put that together?
I don't know who's done that. They've done it deliberately.
That is.
Each time it gets slower and slower, it catches me every time.
Luring you into a trap.
It is.
I can tell you that that was a request from Dan Bradley. To right. add Triple M to the sweepers. Matty Dower has built those for you.
You know what he's trying to do? Because you've got your performance review coming up. Yeah. He's going to play you back all his fun. He set a trap for
you're
you.
You're right. That's what's going to happen.
Because Dan famously sacked you from another
network. Thank you, mate. You don't need to bring another network. Listen to
you've migrated over here, somehow ingratiated yourself into, I don't know how you worked your way up the chain.
Neither do I.
No, no, no. Just remember, this isn't permanent. This is seriously trial basis.
Thank you. 4 years of trial.
Then Dan Bradley became the PD here. Mm. And so now you're back at square one.
Here we are again.
Battling for your job.
Yep.
And in the meantime, he's redone that sweeper.
Yes.
To get you.
Mm.
Can I come to your performance review?
If you want, you can come in. What are you going to say? I've something liked. Nice for me?
I'd be like the star witness for the prosecution.
Yeah. Would you?
Maybe you could just be his defense. Don't answer that, Dave.
I need someone on my side.
Shut up, Dave.
Don't say anything.
Yellow card, Dave. Hey, you'll be right, mate. I think.
Thank you.
Given that you have no natural ability, that you know that you're not a natural.
Wow.
You know what I'm impressed by? You've done so much with so little, and that's the biggest compliment you can pay someone.
Right.
Is you go,
hey, mate,
you've
what
almost
do I do?
Overachieved.
I've always said this about my radio career. I'm doing my hobby as a career. This is what I love to do. I love to play music,
and it sounds like. That's the issue. You've got to go at some point. If I gave you some money, would you go to radio school or something? Would you?
I did radio school, the Announcers Academy of Australia, back in 1987. Bob Taylor.
Who was in your year? Who was your alma mater?
I can't remember.
Anyone famous? Who's come through that school?
I don't know. There'd be DJs out there that have done it.
Yeah.
The Announcers Academy. Bob's no longer with us, though. He passed away last.
Do you still have your acceptance letter?
Great anecdote.
Hmm. Do I what? I've still
do you still have, do
I
you?
Do. And that's on Reel to Reel. That's how old I am. I can find it and get it on the air.
What's your microphone technique? Like, what's
you're always up pretty close, although, as Hamish pointed out yesterday, two fingers to the microphone.
It's like a Three Stooges routine. What should you line up the microphone? Hey, guess what, guys?
What?
Hey, by the way, while we're talking, Dave, let's go straight to if someone had a suggestion for your book title.
Oh.
Michael's on the line. Michael, what would it be for Dave's biography? Hello?
Oh, hello. Yes.
In your own time, Michael. What would the title be for Dave's biography?
I've got two, actually. The first one is How Much for Cash?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And?
And the second one is Me, Billy, and Joel Unplugged.
My life. Billy Joel. Duke him, Dave. David. David.
All right. Case of Brick Lane. The
draft. Yes. One of the finest.
Thanks.
Norm's got one for me again, my biography. Yeah. What is it, Norm? What's the title? Oh, no. Norm's is, this is great.
You missed our
Gone Wild segment where we said, what animal in the wild would you like to be killed by if you had to? You have to choose. Yeah. And what have you gone with?
Mate, the rabbit from Monty Python.
That's good.
Mate, what a finish to a film. What a finish to a film where the rabbit just takes off and goes straight for the jugular.
Yeah.
There is blood everywhere. Took him, Dave.
Hey, case of Brick Lane for you there as well, Norm. Good on you, mate.
Hey, good on you, mate. Matt does have a title for the biography. What is it, Matt?
Mick, it's got to be Frankston's finest.
Franger's finest.
Franger. But you're not from Frankston, though.
You
kind of make out
you're South Frankston.
Yeah.
Which is Frankston.
The rich, snobby part.
No, it's not.
It is.
Mate, I used to run all the rackets in
Frankston. Isn't there a statue there?
There is. Well, there should be. Like it's like the statue of David, but with a bigger wing. Hey, good on you, Matt. And Rick, I think you may have been thinking too hard about this. What's your title for my biography?
Well, Mickey, I thought instead of gorillas in the mist, skid marks in the dirt.
They laugh
that hard.
They know you.
Skid marks?
They know you.
Skid marks in the derps. Wait till you see the cover art.
Oh, mate.
All right.
Case of Brick Lane, what do you think? Case of Brick Lane for Rick as well?
Yeah,
let's
sure.
Let's do it.
All right.
This is Malloy.
It's Malloy on Triple M. Don't forget Front Bar tonight, Channel 7. Check your local guides. Who's on tonight? Who's your special
Heath
guest?
Shaw from the Collingwood Football Club and GWS.
Famous.
He's a top bloke. Loads to talk about there. And the recently retired head of the Umpires Association.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to call him a white maggot. Sorry.
Like the old days.
I just remember it's type. No. He needs a send off like everyone else.
Yeah, so of course.
We'll give it to
interesting.
Him.
Can't wait.
What could go wrong? Mm. Now, time for Song Whisperer. Yeah. Get him up and in.
James is waving me out there. He said we've got a double for the front bar. If you want to be in the studio audience tonight in Melbourne, before we get into the Song Whisperer, give us a ring.
Nice.
All right.
I'm getting signals from everyone.
James under the bus. Yeah. Hey, now before we get to the Song Whisperer, Hall of Fame.
Couple of things. Blues Fest back on, rescheduled for October.
Oh, that's good news.
From Friday, October 1st to Monday, October 4th. That is going to be awesome. Yeah. Foo Fighters are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well done.
Mm. Dave Grohl's second induction because he's in for Nirvana.
Of course he would.
He's going in with Jay-Z, Tina Turner, and Carole King.
See, Tina Turner, that's long overdue, isn't it? That just should have been.
You think.
Tina's now in on her own. She's in previously with Ike.
Yeah.
So you sound like a very decent fellow.
Oh, mate, I watched that episode recently on Netflix.
There's a biography that would be worth reading. What a tough chick.
Amazing.
And she was doing, all the Beyoncés and all
completely.
That today. She was a hard, rocking, performing.
She's an icon.
When you see footage of the early stage shows, you just go, what is going on?
Well,
didn't make it?
So the Go-Go's and producer Todd Rundgren are also going in. But who missed out?
Who missed out?
Devo and Iron Maiden.
Okay, so these are two that should go in. By the way, who was the lead singer of Iron Maiden?
We interviewed him. Rob Halford.
Bruce Dickinson.
Oh, Bruce Dickinson
came on the show.
He did. That's right.
He demanded a case of my beer, Brick Lane, and we sent it to his hotel room. He sat in his hotel room and drank a case because he's a brewer.
Yes.
He found out as a brewer. He said, send me the beer.
Bruce
and he loved it. And Devo, well, that's just
I would have thought they were
outrageous. Yeah,
there are 338 inductees in the Hall of Fame. Surely Devo needs to be one of them.
And Ted Mulringay. Yes. Cheater. Ray Burgess. I've said it. Hey, let's do it, mate. What's the song today? Synopsis, please. Yes.
He's a misunderstood outcast, and this is his anthem for those like him. He's also a self-confessed liar, so what he's actually up to is unclear. He's comfortable with mild profanity, and he's clear that what he's advocating is not just a fad. He also claims to be a weapons merchant and gun runner.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you run the guns to?
I don't know. Well,
I met a gun runner to Nairobi.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. Probably shouldn't be talking about.
Was that on the island of Mystique?
No, it was on Vanuatu.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a lot of crazy stuff happening at the time.
Oh, wow.
It's a chapter in my biography. You want to read that one? Dave, you're going to have a crack
at
this?
What about Big Gun? Gunrunner? AC/DC?
Not AC/DC. Oh, right. Who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003.
And deservedly so.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm confused. I don't even know what the songs are, what it means.
Self-confessed liar. He's comfortable with mild profanity, claims to be a weapons merchant.
Right. Well, and is he any of these things?
No.
What a dick. 133353.
Get involved.
This is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Strap yourself in, people. Mm. It's going to be a Jim Jeffries storm.
Assault.
They're batting down the hatches. It's going to go off. The big fella is on his way to Australia. He's sold out already.
Yeah.
New show's going on sale. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in La La Land. Take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's all brought to you by Specsavers.
You got it.
But let's start at the top. With Song Whisperer. Now, synopsis, please. I don't know about this guy. I don't know if I like the.
No, you're not into
what this song's about.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, here it is.
Sounds a bit mercenary, isn't it?
A little bit. Mm. Sure. He's a misunderstood outcast, and this is his anthem for those like him. Mm. He's also a self-confessed liar. So what he's actually up to, it's unclear. He's comfortable with mild profanity, and he's clear that what he's advocating is not just some fad. He also claims to be a weapons merchant and gun runner.
He's deluded.
He might be.
Is he schizophrenic? Do you have a mental disorder of some description?
Don't think so. No, I think he's a guy who's felt like he never quite fit in.
Feels like he spends a lot of time in the mirror looking at himself.
No, man, I think he's just doing what
he
wants.
Is he a sad loner? Is he a bit of like Taxi Driver, De Niro?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so.
And what's mild profanity? What would mild profanity
I can't say too much about it. You know, gosh darn it. But maybe a little bit harder than that.
Well, gosh, who writes a song about a guy who says, gosh darn it?
I'm just saying he's comfortable with it. He doesn't say gosh.
Georgia. Georgia, what do you think the song is, please?
I think it's Dennis Leary, Asshole.
Oh.
It's an anthem.
Yeah. It's an anthem. He's an outcast. Comfortable with profanity.
Bit of a dick.
Yeah. But sorry, Georgia, not correct.
No.
Well, I'll give us something.
Case of Brick Lane, The Draft. You'll love it, Georgia. On its way to you.
Yes. You can find that at your Dan Murphy's. Aaron's on the line. Aaron.
Yes.
What do you got there, buddy? What are you thinking?
American Idiot, Green Day.
Ooh.
Yes, and?
Not correct.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah. You can have a
guess. What about that song, boy? Is it Warren Zevon?
What, Warren Zevon.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money. I was gambling in Havana. He's in Havana?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a gun runner.
That's a gun runner.
Could be.
All right, he's up to no good. Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Oh, you're on here, Mickey.
Liar? Lawyers are liars? That's what, you know.
Lawyers are liars? Ha! Mate, what have I won?
Nothing.
What?
Not Warren. I wish it was Warren Zevon. That song's amazing.
Right. It's still my favorite clip ever on Larry Sanders, where if anyone ever gets, Gary Shandling plays a character called Larry Sanders, who has his Tonight Show.
Yeah.
It's horrific. This is some of the nastiest people I've ever met. But Warren Zevon goes on, but on the one condition that he doesn't have to sing Werewolves of London.
Right.
I said, well, come on, but I'm not singing that song. Like, no worries. No one's told Larry. He said, when he gets out, he goes, oh my God. You do the song about the werewolf. And then they play. He has to sit at the piano and play Werewolves of London through gritted teeth. Werewolves of London. It's hard. We're just having this conversation. Yeah. It'd be hard to be a showman at a piano, wouldn't it? Because out of all the instruments, you're kind of harnessed.
You're stuck with it.
I think that's why old John had to wear all the costumes and glasses, all the big glasses. Or Liberace. Because you go, fundamentally, it's not interesting.
No, you're right.
Whereas Billy Joel just gave up. He said,
how?
Just sit here, take a Xanny.
Ben Folds does a good job at it.
Ben Folds. Well, he tips them over and sets fire to them and does whatever he has to do.
That's right.
Okay, Kath's on the line. Hey, come on, Kath, what do you got?
Hey, this ain't a scene, it's an arms race, Fallout Boy.
Oh.
This ain't a scene, it's an arms race. Well, we could talk guns already.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's a goddamn arms race.
Oh, you got
exactly.
It. Oh, my God. Kath, that's absolutely right. Kath from Warhope on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Go shopping on us. You got yourself $200 to spend online at the Neverland Store, which you can go online at neverlandstore.com.au. Don't go anywhere. Jim Jefferies after this. It's Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
This is Malloy on Triple M. Jim Jefferies joining us right now from LA on the news, breaking news
breaking
here.
Breaking news. Listen to this, Jim. You might be hearing this for the first time.
All those Sydney shows sold out. The early Brisbane show sold out. The early Melbourne show has sold out. New shows for Perth and Adelaide, they've gone on sale today. And all the rest, you can check at frontiertouring.com/Jim Jefferies.
You'll need another one in Melbourne, you stingy bastard. That's sold out. That's a palais. That's a big operation.
We couldn't do the arenas and stuff because of the COVID. Yeah. I didn't know if anyone would come to bloody show.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm quite amazed by the ticket sales, but people are writing to there was a girl wrote to me. I don't know if I can say this on the radio.
Have a go, mate.
And she goes, I couldn't get tickets. How can I get tickets? She goes, if you get me two tickets, I'll right. And I looked at that. And I thought to myself, well, you could just go to a second-hand place and buy them for double, you know, like if you want to really splurge yourself.
Mate, I'm watching our producer out there and the red pen's out. I don't know how much of this segment's going to it.
We might have to start it. Do you want to start again?
All I'm saying is if that's what's going on for a couple of tickets, what do you think's going on down at Ticketek? Like a meat market down there. So well done to you.
Yeah,
put
amazing.
On more tickets. Let's go. Yeah. And I tell you what, I don't know if you've heard the news, but being a part of the showbiz fraternity, what do you thought? Do you want to wish well a Bert Newton who had his leg amputated earlier this week?
I've only just seen this on my Twitter feed, that on my Instagram feed, that Bert's in a bit of trouble. But I haven't thought about Bert Newton for a good decade.
Yeah.
Back when I remember Bert, he still had hair, and now he's lost his leg and he's in a wheelchair and he's bald. Yeah. He's like a Bond villain now, bloody Bert. You know, and this is the thing is, whenever Whenever you go back and you watch Bert Newton, I remember I was out there years and years ago, and I was there with a girlfriend at the time, and I was watching. I go, oh, this guy's been on telly forever in the morning, and then like an infomercial just starts halfway through. Yeah. That is an Australian thing that doesn't happen anywhere. Like I want to see a segment where Bert goes, so I need a good leg, I need a new leg. Let's cut to Moira, and then they always have. You know when they always have, there's always like that bird and she's from Manchester and she goes, are you sitting at home? Do you not have a leg? Well, here you go. You put this on, you strap it on, you'll be walking around as good as our model Ken here. Ken, how are you enjoying the leg? Oh, yeah, it's a good leg. The good leg.
Hey, but wait, you get not one left legs, but two left legs. Why? We don't know.
Hey, yeah, if you call in now, for people who call in now, we're going to add a sock, a flesh-coloured sock that's going to match your skin so the legs both pair up.
Oh, I love it. So I watched an interview yesterday morning, right, on the Today Show, and they had him, celebrities speaking on his behalf, right, doing tributes, and they brought on, can you believe this, the leggy Rhonda Birchmore. Now, for a guy... A guy who's just had his leg amputated. You don't go, and now here she is, the leggy Rhonda Birchmore. Everyone's leggy.
Sort of rubbing compared him in the face. Yeah.
You know what they should do with Bert? Cut the other leg off and give him a skateboard.
Do you know that's what was inside E.T.? Inside E.T. was like a kid who was like 13 who lost both his legs, and he was having his arms down the side.
Stop.
And he was walking on his hands, right? He's walking on his hands. And so like, I remember getting magazines in the 80s, the kid was skateboarding on his hands and pushing himself around. But like that was before CGI, these people had jobs. You know what I mean? They had work. They could put him in the E.T. I like how Steven Spielberg is always like that. He goes, I never let Drew Barrymore see E.T. outside the costume, so the magic always happened. Also, she was 5. You didn't want to terrify her.
No, that's right.
That seems worse than going down a coal mine for 15 hours. That's some kind of child labour sweatshop. Let's interview the guy who was in the E.T. costume. He'll be a barrel of laughs.
Yeah, he'll still be around, I'm sure. He'll come over.
Hey, can you hang about, please, while I just revive two producers here on the program, and we'll do all this again. Great news. Right. Tickets still available for the great Jim Jefferies.
FrontierTouring.com/Jim Jefferies. More with Jim after this. It's Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
It's Malloy on Triple M. Jim Jefferies is with us. For those extra shows that you want to check out, go frontiertouring.com/Jim Jefferies. Tickets went on sale today and it's going gangbusters. And he's joining us from LA.
I love catching up with all the goss from LA. Bill and Melinda Gates broke up. I hope you had nothing to do with that. We won't see your name in dispatches. Did you see this? This is the story. I was reading a bit of his biography yesterday, because I was on the toot, obviously. And he apparently was a real go-up back in the day. He used to have pool parties. He used to go to like strip clubs, round up naked women, pop them in his pool, get all his nerdy mates around, and they would smoke cigars watching the nude girls swim in the pool. How about that?
Well, yeah, no, well, that's pretty standard billionaire type of activity. Well, the one that I like is the who used to have sex parties was Stephen Hawking.
But what do you mean have a sex party? Like, what would you do? Like, you would...
But that's what I think
get
people
the wheelchair
go,
oh, rocking.
People always go like this, we're having a sex party. All right, what are you going to do for the other 8 hours of the night? You know what I mean? Once everyone orgasms, you're just like, that was good. What's your name?
Oh, okay. It's not all as cracked up to be. What's going on over there with petrol? All I'm seeing here is urgent breaking news stories and long queues.
The gasoline over on the East Coast, what happened was it's been hacked, and so the pump hasn't been pumping the fuel over.
Yeah.
So they don't have any fuel coming. So everywhere, all the petrol stations on the East Coast of America are done. And it's because a guy who was monitoring the machine put a Roku. You have Rokus? The little things that give you like Netflix and stuff in your TV.
Oh, yeah.
You
right,
plug them into the side. Yeah, a little dongle thing. And he wanted to watch CSI Miami. Was the big show that he wanted to watch. Not like CSI Vegas, the good stuff. He's onto the Miami season. But what I like about it is that stupid East Coast accent they all have. Officially, they can all now go, we're all walking here. We're walking.
What happened? What do you mean he did it? I thought it was like the Russians or the Chinese is what I'm hearing
from
Fox News.
Well, no, but he... him putting his little doggle into the side of the computer means the hackers could get in because he opened up the porthole so he could watch CSI Miami. Which now, that's a crime that I feel like the CSI people could really get involved in. I don't even know if CSI is a real thing. I remember when we were doing the Jeffrey show, and we were writing a bit in the room about, you know, terrorism, whatever like that. And then I was in the room and I said, oh, we should put like a joke, and we could go, it's not like CTU, you know, so counter-terrorist unit from 24. And then we just put it in the bit like that was a real organization. It took the law department. It took the law department to go, no, Mr. Jeffries, that's made up. Oh, yes, oh, I didn't know that wasn't. So Jack Bauer, he's fake as well? Okay.
Do they have a CSI for every state in America?
They have a CSI Miami, Cleveland? CSI, yeah, there's no CSI Cleveland. Who left this turd in a bag by the river? It could be anyone.
It's all looking around, and they've got the police tape up, got a little chalk outline of a turd in a bag. And this guy with tongs. Get this data for instance.
When we were making Legit, I tried to write this episode, and I could never get through the censors. Where we had a few people who were mentally challenged in the show. That was part of the thing that we worked with disabled people. And we had this one character called Rodney, and what we were going to do with him in the opening episode of season 3 that never happened was we were going to go over to Dana Carvey's house. Was the storyline. The storyline was going to begin with, I was watching Dana Carvey allegedly does an impersonation of me, and I've never seen it. Every time I see him in the comedy club, he thinks I'm angry about it and walks away, but I'm very honoured, right? Anyway, so I was going to be watching TV. I got pissed off by Dana Carvey, and then we were going to do the old dog shit in a bag.
Yeah.
So in the episode, we were going to look for dog shit, never find dog shit, so we had to make one person shit in a bag because that's all the shit you have in society. And the idea was we were going to tell the bloke, you got to walk up, put the bag on the front thing, light the bag, knock on the door and walk away. Yeah. And we'd all sit behind the bushes and watch this happening. And the guy goes up, he puts it on the door, he lights the bag, doesn't ring the doorbell, the house burns down. I thought it was a great episode of TV.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, why couldn't that get on the telly?
Why not? I don't know. I'd like to have been there when you pitched it, though. Mm. I think that would have been fantastic.
Give me another segment. Oh, I'm having fun here.
No, no, segment. Hold it. Come back. We'll be coming back. I want to talk about you in a zombie movie.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask for another bloody segment.
Come on. Jim Jeffries is with us. It's Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
He's sticking around. It's Jim Jeffries joining us. By the way, those tickets for those extra shows you can get right now. Go frontiertouring.com/Jim Jeffries.
They're up and running. You're a triple threat because you're a comedian. We know that. You're an actor. We know that. You went to Whopper. The West Australia School. You sung. You had sung like an angel, I believe.
I used to sing a bit, yeah. There was rumours, yeah.
And I've just learned from you that you appeared in a movie, a zombie movie.
Great. I've appeared in some very bad movies. I appeared in a zombie movie that we filmed a lot of the movie at nighttime, saying it was daytime with lights out. But I think one of my finest performances was with Rhys Darby and Ken John.
Very funny people.
In a movie called Killing Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff was in the film. And I show up for the movie, and like the day before, they said, oh, we need a third person in this film. I said, use Rhys Darby. He's a mate of mine. Yep. He's hysterical. And they're like, oh, brilliant. So they sign Rhys up. Then they get to the set, and they go, we can't have two people with accents. And Rhys says he can't do an American accent. And I went, I'll give it a go. Right. And I've never tried before. I'm doing an American accent through the whole bloody thing. So anyway, so the first time I meet Hasselhoff, I rock up to the set. Now, in the movie, we had the Knight Rider car there.
Oh,
and and Hasselhoff was in a karate gi, and he was like practicing punches out the front, standing next to the Knight Rider car.
Is this for the film?
Just for the film. He's just getting ready. He's just getting ready. And then he goes, hey, Jim Jeffries. Oh, great. Yeah, I heard you were going to be in the film. Hey, you're Australian. You ever been to Burleigh? Do you want to invest in a property that I have in Burleigh? He tried to get me in a real estate scam. Like within seconds of meeting him. Anyway, so what happened was we had Justin Bieber was in the movie. Justin Bieber was in the movie, and he was the voice of Kit. That was the thing.
Great.
I've never seen the film. I might add to this whole thing, but he was the voice of Kit. And so Entertainment Tonight came down to the set, and they went through all the actors, and they went because when Bieber was when the Biebs was on the film, there was drones flying over, and this was like when he was very young. People trying to find out what he was doing. Yeah. Anyway, so the entertainment reporter comes up, and they go up to Rhys Darby, and they go, so what do you do in the movie? And Rhys goes, I do A, B, C, and D. And they go, hey, we saw Justin Bieber in the film. So can you tell us anything about Justin's part? And Rhys went, oh, no, you'll have to see the film. Go see the film. You'll be able to tell what goes on if you see the film. And then they cut to David Hasselhoff, and he's like, no, I can't tell you. It's the magic of movies. The magic of movies. If you watch the film, maybe you'll find out. Now, no one told me about this. They come to my dressing room, and I go, oh, he's the voice of the Knight Rider car, right? Now, no one had walked around to me going, don't tell anyone that the Biebs is the Knight Rider car. You'll ruin the big reveal. Anyway, so the next day I rock up to my dressing room and Hasselhoff standing in front of the door. And he's pissed. I think he may have paid for the film. I'm not sure. Right, okay. And I walk up and I go, g'day, David. And he goes, oh, so if you have a secret you aren't told, there's telegram, telemessage, or telejim Jeffries, am I right?
This sounds like the best movie set ever. Because he's sober, Hasselhoff. I hear he likes a drink. You got to get him. His scene should be shot in the morning.
Yeah, no, I think he was sober. I don't know. I didn't have a lot. I had a couple of scenes with him. I didn't have a lot to do with the guy. He intensely disliked me from about day one after the whole Bieber thing. So that was never going to... Yeah. I think he blames me for the movie not doing well. But the movie didn't do well for several reasons. Yeah. It was about David Hasselhoff.
In his kung fu gear. It's a talking car.
Yeah, well, someone said to me, they go, I show up and set. I pitch the idea. They go, it's a movie. Ken Johnson, I'm like, okay, I love Ken. And then they go, David Hasselhoff and Hulk Hogan. And I went, oh, all right. And then Hulk Hogan was on set for like a day. And then there was a tape of him saying the N-word or something. Hulk Hogan had to be cut from the film. So, and that was a vital plot twist as well. Yeah,
it was. And did you see, he released quite a famous sex video.
Yeah, I think that's where the problem came. Yeah. I think that's where the problem came.
He spent a lot of time coming off the top turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got to go. Could do this all day. Great to catch up with Jim Jeffries, who's on his way. When do you arrive, mate? When can we expect to see you?
I'm getting into the country to quarantine around the 11th or something like that. Right. And then as soon as I'm out in quarantine, I'm bang on stage. I don't know if I'm going to be in Melbourne on a weekday. If I am, I'll drop by.
Swing
the stage.
By, mate. We'll roll out the red carpet.
Amos Gill as well.
Amos Gill. Let's not forget Amos.
I had one of these, like, I did a whole radio tour around Australia. You know all the radio shows in Australia. Yeah. It's like a rugby player and a wag. And it's like, you're running out of comedians now. That's right. And it's always like, Jenna and the Beast. Oh, here we go. And then they go, oh, no, Jim, you're kidding me. Oh, God.
Not touching that one, Jim.
Yeah. They go like this. And they go, we had Amos Gill on here the other day. We had Amos Gill on. He said he's friends with you. Is this guy a joker? Is he laughing? Is he telling the truth? And I'm like, he's on the poster. Like, how much you... I had one bloke, and he was nice enough. I can't remember who he was. He goes, I love your voice, Jim. He goes, if I could choose any voice in the world, it would be you or Morgan Freeman's. And I'm like, that would have been a Shawshank Redemption. Just like, and then Andy dug a hole. And then he swam through, and he got to the other end, and he was all clean. The Shawshank Redemption.
We've got to go on that note. So good on you, mate.
Well done,
we will see you soon.
You bet.
See you guys. Bye.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
This is Malloy, and it's thanks to Specsavers, where you can get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time conditions apply.
I feel like I'm part of the family. Now I've been down. I've had my eye test with Patrick. You failed. Glowing report, 20/20 vision plus. My long-sighted stuff, I could see the moons on Neptune.
Really?
Through the Specsavers.
Yeah, it's that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
He told me that you were legally blind. Wow. You know what? You didn't help yourself by bumping into six racks of glasses.
Crash! But the thing is, if
you're like the clumsy chef from Sesame Street. Thanks for having me. It's Specsavers. Donk, 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 donk.
Had I not gone, I wouldn't have known otherwise. So I'm glad I made the call and went into Specsavers. So now I'll be able to drive home with great vision.
Can I tell you a true story? Mm. And this was told to me yesterday by Jay.
Okay.
But someone here at the station went in off the back of our promotion and said, this sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
I am going to get it checked out.
Yeah.
They have found, in the same tests we did, a problem with his eye, and he has now been referred for surgery.
Amazing.
And it's all going to go well.
See, that's brilliant.
That is.
See, that's the thing. You've got to go in and get a check, the optometrist, and it's really easy to do. It's super comfortable to do as well.
Well done, Specsavers.
Saving lives.
Another satisfied customer.
Saving lives.
He would have had to get a monocle. I'm pushing Specsavers to do the monocle.
Do you think they'll
A limited release Mickey Malloy monocle range.
All right.
Just think about it. The monocle, it's gone out of favour, and I don't know why.
Yeah. Always why would you have a monocle?
Bond,
I don't quite understand.
For a Bond villain.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It was a good look for, say, your military type, Colonel Klink.
Yeah.
Colonel Klink. Think of all the famous monocle wearers.
Yeah, I've got one for you. What about the Penguin from Batman?
There you go. Batman villain.
Penguin.
The Monopoly man. Very rich.
See a monocle. No, okay. Yes,
monocle.
Yeah.
He's a monocle wearer from way back.
You've got the great Teddy Roosevelt. We're talking US president.
Karl monocle Marx.
Interesting.
The father of modern economics.
There you go.
Would have been nothing without his monocle. And I bet you it's a multifocus.
Probably right.
Imagine a multifocus.
Yeah. Up, down, sideways with your monocle.
Man, I'm loving that.
So you're going to be a monocle sort of model? Is that what you're
going to be? A monocle model?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get Glenn to do the cardigan. I'll pop on the monocle and we'll do an ad for Specsavers.
You put it on a chain as well? Is that normally how you so?
It's a fob watch, Dave.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you can put it on a chain.
Can you? So if it sort of drops out of your eye and you raise your eyebrows.
What about a monocle sunglass?
It's not bad.
A sunglass monocle. Oh, I'm going to go down and pitch these to Specsavers.
Well,
they're going to love them.
There's 300 stores nationally, so you won't have any trouble finding them, that's for sure. And they've got, you know, the most popular brands like Alex Perry, Country Road, Tommy Hilfiger, Converse, Hugo Boss and Levi's as well.
All the big guns.
2-year quality guarantee. You got your OCT scan at no extra cost. You'd be bloody crazy not to go in.
You're mad not to go and check out.
And how many great songs over the years have been involved with seeing things?
We're in radio. We should give them some for their ads. What
something, well, are you... I don't know, you see red?
Specsavers.
What about, do you see what I see?
Specsavers.
All right, here's a crap participation one.
Specsavers is the best. All right, that's enough.
$150 off Specsavers quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time conditions apply. It is Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
That's the show for today. Another Malloy in the can. You got to get out of here, though. You're down to Channel 7.
Geez, that's right.
Front bar tonight.
It's
going to
be a cracker. Heath Shaw, formerly of Collingwood and GWS, part of the Heath, well, the Shaw clan.
Very famous family.
They are a famous footballing family. Mm. He's hilarious.
He's great.
He's going to be great. We've also got on the retired chief of the umpires, Hayden Kennedy.
Okay.
Well, I've always wondered what happens to umpires when they retire.
Yeah, what do they do?
Do they do a witness protection scheme? Do you have to change houses? Do you change
balls
names?
For fun?
Do you go move out and start a whole new life? What happens?
Yeah, you're
do you get
right.
recognised in the street?
That's interesting.
You know, when you're walking down the road to the shops, do you walk backwards? I mean, these are all the things, Dave, you have to consider.
I'm tuning in tonight, Channel 7. Don't miss that. Check your local guides as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Hey, that's it for today then. So tomorrow's show, Charlie Pickering is going to be on the show tomorrow.
We love Charlie.
Always
he
great.
Always brings it. That's going to be great.
He brings the intelligent, but also the, you know, the not so.
That's right.
Yeah, the reality TV.
The your stuff.
Yeah, my level. Exactly right.
That's going to be a good one.
And clown of the week as well. Ever think about who you want to clown tomorrow? You might win a prize too. That'll be tomorrow's Malloy.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. Get $150 off Specsavers quality range of multifocal lenses for better vision near or far. Should have gone to Specsavers. Limited time conditions apply.